You're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning my guest is Patricia Brown. She is with Caros Pilgrimages, which is a branch of Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi. Did I say that correctly, Patricia?
Perfect.
Okay, good. And that is a Vatican office that promotes pilgrimages. And we're very happy to have you here. You're originally from Italy.
Yes,
and I am. And we're happy to have you in our studios today to tell us about your work. So tell us about your office. Tell us about Caros Pilgrimages and Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi. Say that for me. So
yeah, Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi.
You say it so much better than I do. So what is that all about?
Yeah, basically, Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi is an activity of the Holy See, Department of the Vatican, in charge of the organization of pilgrimages to sacred places connected to our faith. And if we want to use a word that can be easily understood by everybody, we can say that ORP is actually known as ORP. Is the Vatican's organization of pilgrimages, born in 1934, connecting people to Lourdes. The main intention was to help people to experience a journey of the Spirit as a tool of evangelization. Mm-hmm. That was the main intention. And in the next decades, obviously, the way how people connect to holy places become more and more a way to deepen their faith. So we are now at the point Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi has many collaborators in Rome. They work for helping people to connect to sacred places, and they do this with great care of the spiritual aspect of the pilgrimage, because that's what is a pilgrimage, is a journey of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So if we want to choose a way to really experience a spiritual journey, we have to make sure that who does this for us really has all the people who are spiritually connected to the same intention. Mm-hmm. So the intention is the main thing, mm-hmm. the spiritual intention of our organization. And Caros Pilgrimage is simply because ORP obviously is based in the Vatican in Rome, and it's been helping so many pilgrims going on a journey of the Spirit, is quite far from United States, is not known in United States. That's why I'm here, to say to people that we do have this for you, we'd like to serve you. And Caros Pilgrimages is an organization that serves Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi in the United States. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People can actually have a direct contact with us, mm-hmm. anytime because it's based on the United States. Mm-hmm. So we like people to have a direct contact with us, mm-hmm. something that might be a little bit more difficult if they had to call Rome, if they have to organize things in Rome, but it's still possible.
Sure.
And we offer exactly what they do.
Yeah. So let's tell us, if you would please, the difference between a pilgrimage and a vacation.
Yeah. Briefly, a pilgrimage, I think, is starting a different part of our being. Is a calling. It starts from an inner calling. We feel that we have to engage a journey of the Spirit. Literally, we like to visit a place, but we know that it's not for a tourist reason. So it's an inner calling. And we know that it does require some sacrifice. Sometimes we know why we want to do this. Sometimes we don't know why. And we leave it open, and somehow we trust that this is what has to be done. So I think that the starting point is different. Mm-hmm. Vacation is, which is good for everybody, obviously, it comes where we are mostly tired, and we think that we can somehow just forget about things for maybe 10, 15 days. Mm-hmm. And the other big difference is that we can do this and visit, different places in the world and get out of our normal routine. Definitely can help us. It can be very educational, also normal vacation. But the pilgrimage does give us something different when we come back home, because our life is not easy and we need tools to face our daily routine, inner tools. I'm talking about how can we accept everything that comes in our path and understand that this is come from God's will, and how can we embrace it? If we really learn how to let go, if we really can learn how to let Him doing things for ourselves, our life can be much easier. And a pilgrimage can help us to do this, simply mm-hmm. because there are so many things that can happen. We don't want to say that we are perfect mm-hmm. and everything will be so smooth. Obviously, so far, I mean, most of the time it's smooth, but can little things can happen. Mm-hmm. How can we learn from these things? And other great things we can receive from a pilgrimage is the benefit of the other people around us. So when we start as a group, we might end up to be surrounded by a community yeah. in the spirit.
So it's the desire for a pilgrimage comes from someplace deeper than, say, the need for a vacation. The pilgrimage is a process of not just being there, but getting there, and then afterwards as well. So it's a lot deeper of an experience, obviously, and that it involves the holy places. Is certainly at the core of that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right, exactly. It starts from a different place in ourselves, which might not even know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easy to speak about heart and spirit, but do we really go in depth and really, do we really are connected with this immensity, this mystery? So we need to be a little bit more peaceful, which mm-hmm. does not mean that the pilgrimage cannot be fun. A pilgrimage can be great fun, mm-hmm. really, greatly fun. And I would say that there are so many aspects that we need to discover by ourselves. Mm-hmm. I can speak by my experience. I'm very grateful for what I've been receiving so far from this kind of experience. Yeah.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. My guest this morning is Patrizia Brown, who is from ORP, which is the Vatican Office of Pilgrimages. And tell us, Patrizia, what were the destinations that you cover?
Our office in Rome are divided in the following ways. There are three different departments. One department is called the Biblical Department, and does cover all the area of the Holy Land. Obviously, anything that is connected to the Bible, so the Old Testament, the New Testament. The main destination is obviously Holy Land, but we have a destination also like Armenia, the first Christian country, mm-hmm. And obviously some destinations that now are difficult to reach, but we hope in the future those places can be peaceful enough to travel.
Right.
And then we have the Marian sanctuaries itineraries. Obviously, those kind of itineraries, they connect us to all the Marian sanctuaries in Europe.
Such as?
Like Lourdes, Fatima, Santiago, Santiago is more known as a walking path, but anyway, Częstochowa, for example, but also Guadalupe, so not only the most known, or many different sanctuaries. For example, if you take a country like Italy or Spain or France, can be focused on only Marian sanctuaries. Mm. And then we have what we call, we have Rome. Mm-hmm. That we consider an embrace. Rome is the apostolic tradition, and we want to say to people, come and visit us, especially now, this year, that we have the canonization John Paul II, John 23rd. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great opportunity to experience an event like that with a pilgrimage. And then we have everything in Rome, obviously, is open, and it can be a little bit easier for us to mm-hmm. help you and go around, because we say we play home.
That's so, right.
Yes.
You have the home field advantage there in Rome. Yeah.
Yes.
What can a pilgrim expect from your company? What type of services?
Well, people might ask, what is the difference between you and a travel agency? Why should I contact you and our travel agency? We like travel agency, and we actually... we respect their work because they still connect people to sacred places. But as I was saying in the beginning, the intention, we start from a different intention. We start from the spiritual point of view. All the people working in the Opera Romana and in Kairos pilgrimages, they have as a main intention to help you spiritually to reach your destination. And we are really, we really take care of this aspect. We provide you also with spiritual assistance. We usually, other maybe is a figure that is not very known, the people that we train to accompany priests, you know, with groups, mm-hmm. and they take care of the practical aspect, but also not only the practical aspect, so they have to have some real contact with the faith, mm-hmm. and we have to make sure the people are actually able to stay with people who are doing a pilgrimage. So they mm-hmm. have to be trained for right. this in this way. And obviously we have a great care of little details from the material point of view and the spiritual point of view. And we like to say to people they can do their own journey. So we don't only offer what we have, but we like to serve people. Means you come and tell us what you need and we can try to serve you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you enjoy most about your work?
Ah, that's an interesting question. I think it has been a learning process for me. You told me before I'm a good salesperson, you know. But I think that this work has been giving me the opportunity to learn how to get out of the way sometimes. That means trying to let speak a part of me that usually does not speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult because my personality wants to speak more and be very enthusiastic, like I am actually. But I have to learn how to communicate by heart and say true things and not really what I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is it just a work where I can learn a lot and I can be in touch with people very nice and kind like you? And I'm not saying this just because you interview me, you've been very open and welcoming. It's
you,
not very easy.
Thank you.
I feel blessed.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
So, if our listener, someone's listening right now, who maybe they have been on pilgrimages, maybe they have not in the past, maybe they've always thought called to maybe visit the Holy Land, maybe visit Rome, especially in this coming time when, as you mentioned, the canonizations of Pope John Paul II and John the 23rd, and or maybe. They're drawn to the Marian sites like Lourdes and Fatima and so forth. How can they get more information about your company?
Simply contact us. Contact Kairos Pilgrimage, which is the voice of ORP in United States. You can visit us at www.kairos, with K, like the Greek word Kairos, pilgrimages.com. And just contact us and we will be very, very happy to assist you.
So if they go to the website, then they can see a listing of all of the different pilgrimages that you offer. And
some of them are available, you know, the different destinations, mm-hmm. also the fact that we do missionary itineraries and interfaith itineraries. What is the pilgrimage for us? What is the connection with Rome and also how we serve clergy,
uh-huh.
you know. The website is a nice way to see us, but also we like to say just contact us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's www.kairospilgrimages, it's K-A-I-R-O-S pilgrimages.com, right?
Yes.
Patricia Brown, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me.